Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Right after, soon after, we sit here and learn together. I want to light the menorah. It's precious mitzvah menorah. So I want to try for myself. This is, if you wouldn't be sitting here, I would do it myself. I want to learn the sugyas and be present when I light the menorah. I want to share, there's many thoughts. Lighting the menorah, many different thoughts. I want to give a specific thought. I wanted to start just a practical thing. At our minyan, we just finished mincha, and we usually do these days a short shemen esrei, which means the chazan davens till kedusha. We say kedusha, and then the tzibur begins. On Chanukah, we won't be doing that. Tomorrow, we won't be here for mincha. When we come back, we'll have a mincha. We'll only have one day of Chanukah together when we come back. We'll have a day tonight, and tomorrow we're leaving before mincha. But on Chanukah, we don't do a shiur shemen esrei. And the reason is because in Chazaras Hashatz, we say al anisim, and each time we say it is pirsum anisa, it's being mefarsim the nes. So we don't want to skip even one. So by mincha makbid along shemen esrei, that the shat should say the entire Chazaras Hashatz, should say al anisim. In tefillah, you should speak out and be mefarsim the nes. To say it quietly is funny for the shatz, he should announce it publicly. So it's true we all say al anisim in our private shemen esrei, but it's a huge mitzvah. Lefarisei means to publicize the miracle. Not to say al anisim out loud would be weird. So we're going to daven full shemen esreis during Chanukah to say it. I was zeicher Rav Ram Shmuel Levitz, my Rebbe. We davened every day short shemen esrei mincha with him every day. Came Chanukah, he was makbid. The whole thing. Al anisim, befarisim the nes, publicize the miracle. So we'll be doing a long shemen esrei. I want to share with the chevra here at the Dvar Torah Vert that Maishi, my son, told me. I'm moved beyond. I did not see this Svas Emes. It could be I saw it. Svas Emes is brief. I heard this from my son Maish, and I was dazzled by it. And it's very connected to Chanukah, like spot on. On Chanukah, we're all going to sing a song. We sing the Ma'isur song. And Ma'isur takes us on a little walk through our whole Gullus. Ma'isur just speaks about the entirety. If I could find it, I'll read it to you. But Ma'isur speaks about, it literally speaks about, I don't know. Oh, here. Ma'isur speaks about all different things. It speaks about the gullus of Edom. It speaks about Hashem brought us back, and then we were sent back into gullus again. It speaks about Haman. It goes through the Greeks, the Romans, the Babylonians, our different parts of our gullus. And Chanukah is the send-off yomtiv into gullus. And we've been a traveled people away without our Beis HaMikdash. We've traveled a lot and gone country to country to country, a long, complicated journey. And in all the darkness we've been surrounded by, we've been a beautiful, shining light of sincerity, of authentic Yiddishkeit. And Chanukah, each family lights a menorah in their house, is the yantiv of the Yid's response to the Yavan and to all the other forces of darkness, the Yid's response. Listen to this vert from it's the story of our people of 2,000 years in exile. It's mine and your story. Please listen to this vert, Jonas, from the Sfas Emes. I think it's magical. Eishes Paitifera. Yosef HaTzadik, 17, he's good looking. The whole Mitzrayim's like attracted to him. B'nai Sada Laishur. Wherever Yosef HaTzadik went, people would throw ornaments. It says, girls, a pasuk. B'nai Sada Laishur, they would climb on like fences to look at him. He was like known in Mitzrayim, like, whoa. And people would throw ornaments at Yosef trying to get his attention. He was like, in the whole Mitzrayim, he was like very wanted and interested. People were amazed by this kid, this guy. He's one of the Shiftei Kah. Yeah, necklaces and ornaments to get his attention. They would hand him. Yeah, people would try to give him, here's the necklace. They would hand him like another bracelet, a band, like things all to draw his attention. People were desperate. They wanted him. So Yosef's in Mitzrayim. Now watch this. His boss's wife tries to seduce him to do an avera. And the Pasuk Eli says, Vayimain, he refuses. No! And then he gives two reasons why no. Reason number one is he says, my boss trusts me, so good to me. My boss gives me the keys to it all. I run his whole, and I'm going to be disloyal like this? I can't do that. Lack of derech eretz, lack of gratitude, basic gratitude, he's good to me. No chance. Secondly, chatasi l'lekim, God said not to do it. Those two reasons I refused. Ask the Sfas Emes, yes, listen to this. Ask the Sfas Emes, Meishla. If a guy said, Dan, do you want to play? If Meishla, if my friend Meish said to me, Daniel, you want to play some ball? Come play ball with me, let's play basketball. So I would think, I would say, first of all, I'm not really dressed for it. I don't have the clothing, I don't have the begadim. I can't, you run and choose a bad show. So I don't have the clothing. Second of all, I'm like way out of shape. I don't know if I'd make it up. It's not, I don't know if it's even safe. So you know what? Upon further consideration, no thank you. Thanks for the offer. Much, no thanks. If you ask me, do I want to play ball? No! Then I give my reasons. That's weird. Your reasons are why you said no. Yosef HaTzadik says no to her and afterwards gives his reasons. It's weird. The reasons are why he should say, she say, do an Aveira with me. Come, let's do an Aveira. He should say, first of all, your husband's very good to me. This will be such a lack of appreciation. It'll be so ungrateful, so inappropriate. He's nice to me. Trust me. Second of all, God told me not to. You know what? No. Now what he says? He says no, and then he gives his reasons. So the Sfas Emes asks why he does it. Maishi Kalish here said a gorgeous pshat. Gorgeous. I don't want to repeat it right now because I wanted. He told me the Sfas Emes says differently, and I can't. I'm amazed by the Sfas Emes. What's Freddy says no, and then he gives his reasons. So I want to tell you a story. My father had a partner that he played tennis with, a beautiful yid that he played tennis with often. Often is a strong word. They played tennis together till the end. A yid, a beautiful yid. My father never played tennis. Rabbi Russ's father asked this beautiful yid, are you back on the tennis court? They go to a shir together. He said, are you back on the tennis court? And the yid said in complete sincerity, he said, I'm mourning. I'm in mourning. I'm in grief. No, I'm in grief. I can't. Amazing yid. Lost my father, was a friend, and they were close chavim. They appreciate each other a lot. He said, I'm in mourning. I'm not back. No. So this yid once said to my father, he said that you play tennis with me, you like tennis. My father enjoyed tennis a lot. He said, you would love to see the professionals. He said, you wouldn't believe how good they are. I've seen it, that taka crazy. They're amazing. The professional tennis, it's nuts. It's like almost a different sport than we play, in a serious way. We play tennis, Ellie, you've seen the professionals, crazy. So the yid said to my father, could I show you professional tennis? Could we watch together? And my father appreciated the offer. He thanked it. It's so nice of you. He said, no. He said, I don't want to watch. He said, I don't need that. It's not what I need. He said, no. It's not what I need. Like he had his life. He had a crazy schedule. And he liked this world. And would have liked that too. It's not what I need. Listen what the Sfas Emes says. I'm gonna use myself. It's not chashiv. I'm only bringing something. I'm going to bring out something better. I want to bring something better out. Do you know in South Africa, rich yidden eat before they go to a chasna? Do you know that? Because what happens at a chasna, a guy's like starving. He's grabbing his gram. You look poor. A rich guy eats before the chasnas. I have. I'm a rich man. I'm not tempted. They go to chasnas full. It's classy and dignified. I'm not starving. A king never goes to places hungry. When we want to act like kings and we eat the carbon Pesach, what's the halacha? You're supposed to be full. It's nechal ala soiva. You're supposed to be full. Because a dignified person is not starving. I have. I like going to weddings after eating something. I like that. I don't want to come starving. You're like an ani. I'm not ech benishkin ani. I have a good, I'll try something, I'll taste, no problem. But I'm not an ani. Guys in yeshiva flipped the bottle. I'm not making fun of this. Guys flipped the bottle. It's a fun game. I've never once in my life flipped the bottle. Never once. I've never flipped it in my life to see if it lands. I've never once done a fidgets, but I want to tell you why. Because I have my stuff. I don't need that. I have my stuff. I'm not empty. A poor guy who has nothing tries everything. Says the Sfas Emes, a Yid says no. Now, I want to say something. I'm not being pretend, Maish. And by the way, it could be I should do a fidget spinner. But I want to say that a person who has is different than a person who doesn't have. We have. I look at social media. I look at social media, always selling a new thing. Come, see, try. I have. You're not talking to me. I have already. People do it with the smartphones. He looks here. He's scrolling up and down. That's what people who don't have. I have it. Frankly, I'm not looking there. I'm not interested. I have it. I have tons. A Yid has, says the Sfas Emes. A Yid says no, even before he discusses what's being sold in. The no is, I have. Yosef, she says to Yosef, come. This luxurious life will run off. He's like, no. He's Yosef, he has Yaakov Avinu, he's the Shivtei Kah, he has a whole Messiah. No! Oh, you want to know why not? The Sfas Emes says that a Yid says no even on good things. Afterwards, he discusses, like, the first thing is no. You heard what she says? I love this word. It's a person who's a rich guy who has a lot. I picture a guy who has a tight schedule. The guy asks my father, you want to watch tennis? The answer is no. He's busy, he has. Now, could he add to his schedule if he decides? The first answer is no. I'm a person, you're asking somebody who has. I have a busy life, a busy schedule, things that mean something to me. The answer is no. By the way, upon further consideration, could I end up saying, yeah, maybe. He said, it's a fascinating view of somebody who has. Now, I'm not being a pretend person. Somebody could ask me, let's say I don't feel I have, so I'm just saying the possibility of Yiddishkeit, that we could have so much and be in touch with what we have. We have Shabbos, we have Yontiv, we have service of Hashem, we have mitzvahs. And a guy could say, all of us have moments we don't feel it. We have the possibility of feeling and experiencing people that are rich. When I'm rich, you ask me, excuse me, do you know? No, it's funny. You ever get the calls with salespeople try to call you, and I feel what the Sfas Emes is saying. Before you start, the answer is no. I'm like very satisfied. No. You want to talk? I should be nice. I'll hear you. We could think. And maybe. And by the way, it could be I should do fidget spinners. And I'm not making fun of people who try new games. And I have to work on trying new things. Expand your horizons. It's a good zach to flip the bottle. But the sense of no is I have a lot of stuff. Like, I really am quite full. Okay, maybe I should take a try. And by the way, they're good things to expand. Very good things. But the instinct of no is where people who have. I didn't see this Sfas Emes. I don't know if he writes this. I think Maishi says he says this, that it's interesting. Hashem offers the Torah to all the nations and they all say no. And Maishi said, I think from the Sfas Emes, that people who always say yes to everything, so they don't have room for the real thing. And people who say no always, we say no to everything. Then we will offer the Torah. No, I have. We had. Let me, what is it? You know, and then Hashem tells us, like, okay, you know what? Yes. And we've kept that yes for thousands of years. There was room for a grand yes. To people who have and say no to things, because I have, there's actually, when I say yes, I have room for the yes. And the yes means something. Because I'm not, I have, and I have, I'm coming from a place of having. This verse, coming from a place of having, it's interesting that, I'm going to tell you a verse from Rav Shach, then I'm going to specific to Hanukkah. Rav Shach asks a kasha that I've said here before. A guy comes to the Beis Medrash, does a prayer. And there's a prayer that he shouldn't make fun of his friend in learning. His friend shouldn't make fun of him. He should get right. The Beis Medrash could be a dangerous place. You're learning truth and emes and growing. A person could get frum and mock other people, could look down. So it's dangerous. See, after Davin, I shouldn't laugh at my friends. They shouldn't say something wrong. They shouldn't laugh at me. In a place of truth, bad things can happen. So we daven to be safe in the Beis Medrash. It's printed in a lot of the Gemaras. We're learning Brachas. It's a mission in Brachas. And it says this prayer that many say upon entering the Beis Medrash. When you leave the Beis Medrash, the prayer is, thank you, Hashem. Maidani, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for what I have. Frekt Reb Shach Avi, I don't get it. Out there is a million times more dangerous than in here, Mish. So when I come in here, I get it. Even learning and growing is dangerous because you can become arrogant, can make fun of another person. I get why we pray upon entering. But before leaving, there's no prayer. It's a jungle out there. Pray to Hashem. I shouldn't fall to pray to all different type of temptations and nonsense and lies. We don't pray. We'll leave the Beis Medrash. We thank Hashem for the experience. Shach says, I don't get it. Entering, you're praying because you're scared stiff what's going to happen. Upon exiting, what do you say? Thank you, Hashem. Hello? The guy's like oblivious. He's about to walk out there. No prayer? Cool. Said Rev Shach, brilliantly, that when you're out there, the only safety is knowing what you have. Before you leave the Beis Medrash, take account of what I have. Maidani, thank you, Hashem. I'm a person who has. I find it so cool that Hanukkah is Lahaydus Lahalas, to thank Hashem. To thank Hashem, we're a people that has. And Hanukkah, which is the gullus of standing up to difficult forces of darkness, who want to get us, Lashkichim Teresech, Lavim Chukiritzanecha, a gullus full of temptations and being put in all different difficult situations. It's interesting that on the Chag of survival, of the Yid who lights the Ner in his window, who doesn't fall prey to darkness but emanates a light, it's a Yomt of Lahaydus Lahalal to say thanks to Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Shem. Alanisim, Al Naflois, Val Chus, Val Chomis. Thank you, Hashem. And to mark what we do have, and we're people that has. I would actually say this is the mark of our people, and we get in a lot of trouble from Goyim, that there's like an anger, you're a people who have. You're not just free agents. You're not just... My wife worked amongst Goyim. If I would sum up what they experienced in many ways, I would describe the lady who has. We have something. We're not like everyone, we have, and we're not just open and susceptible to anything, because we come with something, a connection to Hashem. Ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu. We have Ashreyam shekoch aloi. Lucky is the nation who has this. Hashem's with Kiyimanu Kelder, Rebbeinu Shlom's with us. We're a people in all our travels. Something was different, annoyingly different. Other people are just so available and so full of yeses, whatever you throw at them. And there's a people, it's not like that. It's not whatever you throw at them, they say yes, they say no. But a no that comes from a place of having, because we have. Because we have an Asherus that doesn't just, we're not just open and susceptible to any society and anything anybody's doing. I have something. I have something. I asked Mechila for using this mashal. It's just too exact in our society. They're too ball players. I apologize for the coarseness of this mashal, but it's too exact. So I ask Mechila, and it too much reminds me of the Zman of Hanukkah and the battle against Tuma. Two ball players in the locker room. One runs around. He's doing the nightlife, and the other guy's a married man. He doesn't run around. After the game, he goes to his mishpacha, he's running. So the running around guy is like, he has all these yeses. He runs here. You want to go to this party? He's running. Another guy goes back home. So a shallow person looks, he gets all the yeses, and this poor guy who has the big no. It's the exact opposite. The guy who has the yeses, because he doesn't have the real yes, he doesn't have a fray, he doesn't have a wife, he has no bias. All his yeses are because he has a great big no that he has no partner. And the guy who looks like he has all the no's, he has the biggest yes in the world. He has a wife. His no's are, because he has a deep, deep yes. His no, he doesn't know, I'm not going to town. No. You want to go here? You want to go there? No! If you're shallow, you hear a no. If you're smart, you hear the deepest yes in the world. I have a wife at home. It's like a joke. I have a wife. I have a mishpacha. I have loyalty for all eternity. We care about each other. But who has the yes and who has the no, my friends? The other guy has no partner. Nobody cares. Nobody was with him. Nobody was building and constructing and making. That's the story of the Yid. We're a people, wherever we went, have a no to us because we have a grand and profound yes of Hashem, of Torah and mitzvahs, and we have like a deep asheris. Yes, somebody's a lot of no's. In our journeys around Golus, a lot of no's, the luring temptations of Yavon, of all the things the Greek had that us, the answer is no because of my yes. The answer is no because I have a profound yes. I have to mark my yeses and celebrate my yes. To thank Hashem for the grand yes. We light that nair. We light the nair shubesai, the passionate yes of service of Hashem, of bringing an ar in the chayshach, and being able to resist all the forces. I'm going to look at the dark. I want to look outside tonight when I light. And I want to, before I light, I want to look at all the darkness and then think about the light that I have. I have a grand yes, and then light my candle, put my little ur there. I have a yes that doesn't make me welcome in the dark. I have a light that I actually want to give out, promote out. I'm saying no to dark and yes to light. And I have a light, and I come with the light, and our ability not to be consumed. It speaks about Yavon, and Ala Nisim speak about Yavon. Ala Nisim speaks about Yavon. It says, it speaks about Yavon, calls him Yavon Arisha, who wanted to make us forget Torah and leave Chukei Ritzaynecha mitzvahs. This Yavon, this powerful force of Yavon that tried to, Yavon Arisha, who came to make us forget Torah and forget the Chukim. And the answer is, I have a grand yes that I come with, that I won't forget, that I carry around. And as such, I'm sorry, the things you lure and tempt, the answer is no, Vayimayin, he refuses, Yosef HaTzadik. Before I even give reasons, you know why I refuse? Because I have. I'm not really such a free agent, I'm sorry. You want to sell this? This is so geschmack, that's so geschmack. Come on, try this, try it. No, not really. You want to talk after my no? You want to talk to a person who's rich? We can handle, maybe. I'll try. It could be. You hear this, Bart? Isn't that amazing, Maish? Yehud, you heard this Vasemis before? Mesukim Midvash. Mart, what do you hold of this Vasemis? Let's make a shahakal to that. L'chaim, l'chaim. Baruch atah adaynoi. Yelehinu melech haylam shakom liyabidvarei. We make l'chaims and caffeine. I want to give you l'chaim. I just got the W last night. L'chaim, l'chaim. Make a good job. Amen. L'chaim, l'chaim, l'chaim. I want to share another Indian also, the Chaver, but first the Chasayif. That has to be on that. If you could start us with Chasayif, Yehuda. Zira Yako Cheho Vikarev Keita Yeshua Nikoy Nikmas Dama Bodecho Meyumar Shah Hasai Zira Yakov Cheho Vikare Feh Hayeshuo Nekoim Nekmas
dam avodecha meyuma shaki yarecha lavanu ha yeshua
Eli, I need to tell you, if you take off your coat, I'll tell you something remarkable. Thank you, Els. Thank you for playing on Parents' Day. Thank you, Eli. Yeah, oh yeah. I shared this story after Shacharis. I told the Chevra the story. I'm going to add some details, and I asked Mechila, some of the Chevra was there already. I ask if I can repeat it again, but it's worthwhile. Do you mind if I say it again? I'll say it with a kasha. Daniel, I need you to hear this story. Avi, do you mind if I say you heard by the Suda I made in Blue Ridge? I'm going to give you more details. I need you to hear this story. Eli, I need, come much closer, Els. Huddle up. Yosef, I need you to hear this story, Yosef. Thank you, Els. Are you listening to this, Maisa? In the halach is we're now, for the next many days, for the next 8 days, we're going to say Al Anisim in davening. Right after Moedim, we're going to thank Hashem for the Nisim. And in benching, we're going to say Al Anisim. If one forgot Al Anisim in benching, so at the end of benching, by the Harachamans, you say Harachaman Uyasalon Unisim Hashem. Harachaman, the one who has Rachmanus. Who yasalanu nisim, do miracles v'niflois and wonders, kasher asalav yisena b'yamein b'azman, as like you did for our fathers. You ask Hashem, arachmanu yasalanu nisim. Hashem is going to do miracles for us. Who yasalanu nisim. Now, Aviad, we normally have a principle in Saim Chanal Nes, you don't daven for miracles. Aviad, the normal rule is you don't daven for miracles. And here, if you forget Al Anisim, you ask Hashem for miracles. Now, you could say we're not asking, we're saying he'll do miracles. Basically, Aviad, we're asking for miracles, and we don't pray for miracles. And on Chanukah, you do. Chanukah has with it, it's called Hanhaga Nisis. Hashem opens up, and there's a certain Hanhaga of miracles on Chanukah. Hanhaga, Hashem shows a little bit on Chanukah. Amidst the darkness, there's a gilui, there's a revelation of clarity. Every once in a while, Aviad, in our own lives, we get a little like light comes on. You're like, whoa, Hashem. Like, you get to see with such a clarity and things become clear. Hashem's guiding us and leading us and I'm there and I'm orchestrating things. So I want to share with you a little story that just happened to me, Aviad. I want to share with you, I felt from the story, we'll see what it means to the Chevra. To me, this story, Akiva, meant a lot. And I saw in this a little hug and a kiss. Not a little, I actually felt an extreme hug and a kiss from Hashem. And a sense, I'm running things like, there's bigger things, Hashem's running things and taking us where we need to go. Hamechen mitzadei gavra, preparing the footsteps and he's running things. Listen to this story. I moved with my wife to this city 25 years ago. I came with 9 kollel families. We were 9 families all together. Rabbi Sonnenschein was one of them. Rabbi Chayfet Shlita, whose son learned in our Masifta Eli Moshe. Rabbi Kestenbaum Shlita. Goin B'Toira, who taught in our Masifta for many, many years, was one of the original 9. Rabbi Shuk, we were 9 families who came together to this city to teach, to learn Torah and teach Torah. Came to the city 25 years ago, Aviad. When we came to the city, there were very few young people here, Aviad. Basically zero. The city were older couples. very few children, and the people mostly did not know much about Torah and mitzvahs. Most were older couples. Now, there was a specific couple when we came. It's interesting. They used to like when we called them their English names. My wife and I had a couple across the street from us. Their name was Dadi and Arnold Schiller. They're in Olam Haba today. And Dadi and Arnold wanted us, Schiller, they wanted us to call them their first names. We've got very close to them. My wife and I don't call older people. We called Rev Arnold, I called him. Mrs. Dadi. And for them, it was like insulting to say, not to say their names. That was the compromise. We wanted to call them Mr. and Mrs. or Bubby and Zadie or whatever. For them, like out-of-towners want you to say their names. So I ended up calling Rev Arnold and Mrs. Dadi. Rev Arnold, I called him. Now, they were very, very nice to us. My wife and I built the first sukkah, probably the shul at a sukkah. I don't know in 50 years in this city. I'm not exaggerating. I don't know. I shouldn't say that. Maybe along the way a rav or two built a private sukkah. Could be the shul at a sukkah. We were one of the first families in 50 years in the city to build a private sukkah, my wife and I. The other families left for Yantin. My wife just had a baby. Manny was the first child born in Waterbury of our from community, the nine families. Yaakov had been born there. It's Israel. And we built a sukkah. We stayed. We built a sukkah. The bottom line is that there were older couples who we were meeting and becoming close to. They had lived here. And one of the couples was a lady, Mrs. Noah Miller, Miss Noah and Jerry, Reb Jerry. The man was Reb Jerry, and the wife was Mrs. Noah Miller, Noah. Reb Jerry and Mrs. Noah. Now, Reb Jerry and Mrs. Noah, Reb Jerry was a very quiet man. Mrs. Noah Miller had a fascinating life, and she would tell you about it. If you met her, I'm not making fun, if you met her, it was minimum an hour. You knew if you saw her at the store, it's going to be an hour. She had a lot to say. She probably waited for many years for us to come. She was a good lady, Mrs. Noah Miller. Mrs. Noah Miller would tell you about her life. She grew up in Eretz Yisrael on a secular kibbutz. They were very, very against Yiddishkeit. Very. They had been influenced by the Russians. It was communist. She went through a lot. Kids were raised separate than the parents. They took communism so seriously that they took the kids. She was taken from her parents' home, and the kids were raised communally. Meshuggah. Like they were so far-kaifed in communism that nobody has private ownership. Your kids aren't your kids. It's a crazy experiment. And the kids were like raised, all the kids in the community, like in a separate housing. Crazy.
Like you slept there and everything?
Yeah. I don't know all the details. She would tell us about it. She had difficult times with Frumkeit. And to give this lady a special yid, she liked us. And she would grapple with her, and she told us, I have a son who became frum. It was not easy. And she said, I have a grandson. At one point, she told us along the way of the years that my grandson's learning in Lakewood at BMG. And it was hard for her. She was grappling. She had come, she was not like that. And she was grappling with her son, Aviad, who became frum, and her grandson. Now,
she didn't like it.
It was a journey for her. At the end, she accepted it a lot. She liked our families who moved here. She was very good to us. She would eat by the sun and shines every sukkahs. She ate Shabbos by my wife and I, by our house. We became close. And she started gradually. She became very interested in frumkeit. The same time we came together 25 years ago. Now watch this. I asked my father, I had a plan. My father makes a Siyam HaShas every year. I said, Abba, we had a tiny yeshiva at the time. We were 9 Kohel families. We were 25, 30 Bachrim. I say, Abba, be a Kiddush Shemayim. These people never in their life went to a Siyam HaShas. Could I make your Siyam HaShas in Waterbury? And I'll invite the locals. And my father said, yes. There were 3 couples who were Gerim, who I learned with them. I invited them to the Siyam HaShas. Mrs. Noah and Reb Jerry Miller came, and a lot of locals. Reb Arnold and Mrs. Dadi Schiller came. A lot of locals came. And the CMS, as my father came in and laughed, he called an eclectic group, like such a strange, unique group of people. Eclectic could be word of the day. It means like a very diverse group, eclectic, like all different types. And my father comes to CMS Shas that we hosted. These people never in their life went to a CMS Shas in their life. And my wife and I made a beautiful suda we have. The night before my father comes to the CMS Shas, he tells my mother, you can ask my mom, the night before the CMS Shas, he says to my mother, they somehow were talking about Slavchad, the hero, Slavchad in the Torah. Slavchad has five daughters, and one of them's name is Noah. And my father says to my mom, I've never met a Noah in my life. I'd love to meet a Noah. My father tells my mom that I've never met a Noah. And they were talking about it somehow. They were talking about Benoit Slavchad. He said, never met a Noah. The next day he comes to see him at Shas, and who does he meet? Noah Miller, Mrs. Noah Miller. My father tells her the story that I went to meet Noah, and she felt like $1 million. He wants to meet a Noah. He says the night before, he comes to see him at Shas, and he meets Noah. She told me over the 25 years, many times when I see her, she said, your father always wanted to meet me, Noah. She would like, we had plenty to talk about. She would review that story of the Rav who wanted to meet her, who met a Noah. It made her feel very special. And I heard it from her dozens of times after. Mrs. Noah Miller passed away before Yom Kippur. Right, Sunshine officiated at the funeral. She was a lady who lived to old age, and she passed away right before Yom Kippur. Blue Ridge Kollel starts a kollel right after Sukkot, a new kollel, the community I'm in. Blue Ridge, we start a kollel. We had searched for an assistant rav for a couple of years. We had searched for a Rosh Kollel for a couple of years. And we found a beautiful Ben Torah. Talmud Chacham was Midas Tovus, a Yid whose name is Rev Ezra Balsam. It's a Ben Torah. He's a beautiful Yid. Beautiful, beautiful Yid. We made a Suda for Rev Ezra Balsam the other night. The other night in Blue Ridge, two nights ago, we had a huge, beautiful Suda celebrating the inauguration of a kollel in Blue Ridge. People coming, a group of people coming to learn in the shul. Rev Ezra Balsam, the Reish kollel. You know Rev Ezra Balsam, and he came here from Shimmy Schlesinger. Do you know who his grandmother is? Noah Miller, Miss Noah Miller. Miss Noah Miller, 25 years later, she welcomes us in when we come. She's excited about a community starting of from people. She actually changed her life. She actually accepted us, and we accepted her and bonded. 25 years later, complete bashkachas Hashem, right after she passes, who comes to the city she welcomed in it from people? Her grandson to start a kollel. Her grandson. After davening, it's amazing. After davening, we had a ma'ariv. I was talking downstairs, Yehuda. They said, they came down, they said, do you want to lead ma'ariv? You're a chiv. I said, oh, great, great. They waited for me. I ran upstairs, quickly took daven and daven ma'ariv. After ma'ariv, I said Kaddish. And I said Kaddish with Mrs. Noah Miller's son, who drove in for this party from Baltimore. He was saying Kaddish from Miss Noah Miller, and I was saying Kaddish from my father. 25 years earlier, my father says, I'm waiting to meet Noah, and meet Miss Noah Miller in Waterbury, Connecticut. And then 25 years later, I said Kaddish together with Mrs. Noah Miller's son, who was saying Kaddish for her. And we said, Giskadal, Giskadash, Mei Rabba, together. Two people together. I want to say it's like stuff that's higher than us. To me, it's pashat that everything's hashgachas Hashem. Somehow, it's like a zchus for her. Her grandson's teaching Torah and learning Torah comes to her city, and he didn't come because she was here. Had no sheiches, and just I see a lot of things. First of all, I see the specialness of a Yiddish neshama. A lady who went through terrible things. You talk about the Hanukkah story of us traveling around different nations and staying loyal to Hashem. She went through a lot, Mrs. Noah Miller, and was raised as a communist, away from her parents, taught to hate Yiddishkeit. And she struggled with that. Till the end, she struggled with Rabbanim, And she worked on herself and cared about us and loved the community we brought and was nice to us and we were to her.
She passed away this year.
Right before Yom Kippur. The Reish Kollel's father-in-law is saying Kaddish for his mother. His father, it's his wife's father's mother. Yeah.
He didn't know his grandmother lived there?
He knew she lived there. He didn't come because of that. It's his wife's grandmother.
Oh, his wife.
Yeah. So on the day of the inauguration, his daughter Kyle, we made a party celebrating. We davened Ma'ariv. I said Kaddish with her son. We each said Kaddish for my father and this lady. I'm also going to be a Bezi. Just started after Sukkot. Yom Kippur. I'm becoming firmer after this. I want to say to everybody that two things. I see the resilience of Yidden. I'm very moved by Mrs. No. She's in Olam Haba today. It should be a schus. It's pashat that it's a crazy schus for her. It's pashat. I want to say also it's the story of our people, the resilience, the steadfast emunah and faith. I don't look at it like they got so much firmer. I look at this was in her. This was in her. A Yid is faithful to Hashem. We're rich people that have. And that Hashem runs the world. There are things bigger than us. We don't know anything. There was a community already here. We move in by a whole, and Hashem is working and moving things and bringing things. I feel like Hashem is guiding us and leading us and bringing us to the right places. It's been our journey in Golus is wild. Hashem's with us. Hashem's with us on the things we're doing, supporting us, encouraging us, being mechazik us. To me, this is all like the Hanukkah, the journey of the Yid, through all different dark places. And when I say darkness, I just mean that it's a place that there's room for our light. The world's a beautiful world. It's waiting. You could see dark as dark. You know the same way guys don't mind snow here? What do guys think of when they see snow? Skiing. Well, you know what you should think of when you see darkness? You're in Ner Chanukah. There's a light for you to light here. There's opportunity for light. And Hashem gave us chances in all the difficult and different places to shine our light, to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in the way that we can, in the beautiful way that we can. An interesting story. It meant a lot to me.
She's buried in Connecticut?
Yes. Yes. Was her son. The grandson's the Reish Kollel.
Oh, wow, it's her son. Oh, it's his grandson.
Yeah. His wife is her.
Why was her son there?
He came for this to celebrate the Kollel. So then I said a cat. It was like it's just this crazy, eh? Shleim, it's dark outside. Let's go. Everybody, chevra. But it's light in here, Hanukkah is here. It's dark outside, but it's light in here. Hanukkah. It's dark outside. You heard the after. You heard the. Maybe share something after. Anything. Hanukkah. Give us a bracha.
It's dark outside, but it's light in here. Hanukkah. Hanukkah is here. It's dark outside, it's light in here. Hanukkah is here. It's dark outside, but it's light in here. Hanukkah is here. Aneda is Allah, Avalukai Dashem. Aneda is Allah. Salah, look, I dash, I'm a nerd. By the shame, my neighbor is alone. By the shame, Kaidash, Kaidash. It's dark outside, but it's light in here. Here, Hanukkah, Hanukkah is here. It's dark outside, but it's light in here. Here, Hanukkah. Hi, Hanukkah is near, and they know it's a love of all the Koy Deshem, and they know it's a love of all the Koy Deshem, and they know it's a love of Koy Deshem, Koy Desh, Koy Deshem, and they know it's a love of Koy Deshem, and they know it's a love of Koy Deshem, and they know it's a love.
Go for us. What? Chevra, I don't know about you. I would advise everybody in the room. To me, there's holy moments coming. To me, it's a Yid prepares for holy moments. I want to hear from Yehud. I quoted my son, Bini Maishi, with his holy words. And I would like to hear from you, the Krupka, a few minutes before we light Neiris Chanukah. Let's hear from Yehuda for a couple of minutes.
So one year, I was in the Dira in Israel with Sammy Climate. And one year we did a very interesting experiment. We took, on the last night of Chanukah, we took the light, we took the fire from the Shabbat that we used to light the Neiris, and we had bought like a glass container and a lot of oil, and we wanted to like continue the fire of Hanukkah. We wanted to see how far we could have it with us. And we actually, and every night or every other night, we'd finish the wick and we'd add oil, and we kept it going. I think it was still Lag Weimer, we had someone.
You lit Lag Weimer fire there?
What?
You lit Lag Weimer?
It went out a little bit before Lag Weimer. We had a guy like over at Hanukkah, we went home to like, take care of it. But it was just like interesting because fire is interesting like that. Fire is the etzem, it's infinite if you just take care of it. If it's being taken care of and someone's changing the wicks or adding oil. The fire itself is an infinite thing. It can go on forever. And I think that, yeah, it's an interesting thing that this, like Rebbe said, the Hanukkah, which I never knew this, Hanukkah happened after Purim. Hanukkah was the last really, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, and things were good for us. That was the last Yom Tov we had before we were in the same Galus that started then, that we're in now. We always had Hanukkah. Hanukkah like always hits very deep to any Yid, and that you can say like the fire is the neshama of a Yid that's still burning today. What do you need for the fire itself is infinite, can go on forever. You just need to, I don't know what the right word is, but you need to take care of it. And as long as you're doing your part to get lit, right, by your parents or the previous generation, get lit, stay lit, and then light someone else, but light the next generation. It's the same fire. We're just continuing it, and we should be safe. And I'm looking forward to looking at the Neiris with Mr. Silver.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.